Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own? Have I forgotten the crown you wore?
Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, for Monday, March 9th, 2020. Today we're going to be digging into Psalm 34, 19 through 22, Exodus 15, 22 through 16, 36, and Matthew 22, 23 through 40. We'll be starting with our Psalm 34, 19 through 22. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Exodus 15, 22 to 16, 36. Then Moses made Israel set out from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah because it was bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah. And the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a log, and he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made for them a statute and a rule, and there he tested them, saying, "If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt, and the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven, for you and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" And as soon as Aaron spoke, the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked towards the wilderness. And behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' Evening, quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent." And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it over till the morning." But they did not listen to Moses. Some left parts of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers each. And when all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, he said to them, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake, and boil what you will boil, and all that is left over lay aside to be kept till the morning." So they laid it aside till the morning, as Moses commanded them, and it did not stink, and there were no worms in it. Moses said, "Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it. But on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none." On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, on the sixth day, he gives you bread for 2 days. Remain each of you in his place. Let no one go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. Now the house of Israel called its name manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Moses said, "That is what the Lord has commanded. Let an omer of it be kept throughout your generations, so that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it and place it before the Lord to be kept throughout your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony to be kept." The people of Israel ate the manna 40 years till they came to a habitable land. They ate the manna till they came to the border of the land of Canaan. An omer is the tenth part of an ephah. Now we will be going to the Gospel of Matthew 22:23-40. The same day the Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. So to the second and the third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her." But Jesus answered them, "You are wrong,
because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord. First, if we turn to our Exodus passage, we read about God's provision for the people of Israel in the wilderness, yet their persistent grumbling. Even after God provides, there is grumbling and grumbling and grumbling, instead of just a simple asking. I am sure if the people would have just went to Moses, even more so, just went to God and said, oh God, would you please provide us bread, for we are hungry. God would have done that exact thing, because God listens, God hears, and we see that God listens. God hears, he sees the grumbling, he sees the lack of faith of Israel, even to the point of where they're supposed to collect the manna. They're supposed to collect the flaky stuff in the wilderness. They're told to only take an omer a day. They're only to take what they can eat in the day, but yet they still collect more. They collect more because they want to set back. They want to make sure that they have enough for tomorrow, because, oh my gosh, what happens if it's not there tomorrow? Even though God had promised them it would be there tomorrow, the only day he promises them it won't be there is on the seventh day, the Sabbath. And there's people that still go out. Some people still go out on the seventh day. It says in verse 27, on the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? And this is the important thing. The people of Israel were held accountable for each other. It doesn't say everybody went out. It said some went out. And it was the sum that went out that affect the whole. When we are in community with one another, when we have this corporate identity together, we stand before God together, which is why it is very important for us to trust in God together, to spur one another on in trust, in love, and in good deeds, to continue to encourage one another to do what is right, to do what is holy, to do what is good. We are called into community, not into an individuality, but into community. We are called into his church. To do what? To do what, you may ask. It's exactly what Jesus tells the lawyer, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. And we got to ask, what is Jesus talking about? How does this depend all the law and the prophets? Well, if you truly love God, you won't have idols before him. You won't misuse his name. You won't worship any other false gods if you truly loved the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. If you truly loved yourself, you would keep the Sabbath. If you truly loved others, you wouldn't even think about harming them, yet alone murdering them. You wouldn't think about stealing from them. You wouldn't think about committing adultery with them. You wouldn't think about any of those things. You wouldn't think about coveting your neighbor and their stuff. You wouldn't think about any of those things, just to name the Ten Commandments. Those commandments definitely hang on this lesson of love. Because the Ten Commandments the Israelites are about to get in the wilderness are all about relationship. The first three, about the relationship with God. The fourth, the relationship with themselves. And then number 5 through 10, the relationship with each other. All of this is commanded so that we would be in right relationship with God and each other. Will we trust in God? Will we trust in His command? Will we trust in His provision? This is what the word of the Lord begs us to ask today. And with this being said, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.